Not only is the government borrowing trillions of dollars, but the S&P 500, this is emblematic of the corporate bond market. It's only a subset of the corporate bond market, but this is a good placeholder for what's happening in corporate America. Corporate bonds have not had maturities in recent years because appropriately and sensibly, the CFOs extended their maturities. They liked low rates. They wanted to lock them in, and they liked tight spreads to make it even more attractive to lock in. So, but now we start to see big supply coming out. Now, this is just the S&P 500. In the corporate bond market, there will be about $500 billion. In the junk bond plus loan market, about $500 billion as we move towards fiscal 2020. So we're talking about maybe $3 trillion of bonds starting to hit the market. Now, people have warned about, you know, walls of maturities before, but we're now in what could arguably be termed a rising rate environment, which I'll get to in a moment, but that doesn't make it all that easy to float all these bonds. And who's going to buy them? Here's the Japanese, their activity on treasury holdings. You see, they stopped buying treasuries 3 years ago.